May 31, 1929. How true love needs an outpouring. Creation was an outpouring of love, as well as redemption and divine fiat. What a divine outpouring means. While writing, I was thinking to myself, how many sacrifices in order to write, how many nights of vigil, how much time employed. Only Jesus has been the witness, who, having compassion for me, would sustain me, help me, feed me the words. And many times he has worked as dictator. But what will be the utility of so many cares of Jesus for making me write? And of so many interior struggles of mine in order to impress on the paper what Jesus would make me feel inside of me? What the utility of so many sacrifices born? Who will take the trouble to read them, to make them known, so that they may bring the good of so many truths about the divine will into the midst of creatures? No one, I believe. And all the sacrifices will remain in the papers. After all, if I wrote, I have done it only for fear of displeasing Jesus, so as not to displease him, and only and always to obey. So, with these thoughts I continued to write. Then, after I finished, I began to pray, and my sweet Jesus came out from my interior, and clasping me in his arms, told me, "My daughter, true love needs an outpouring." I could no longer contain within myself this intense outpouring of making known my will, its knowledges, its immense value, and how it wants to form its kingdom upon earth. My heart finds itself amidst the ardor of flames, for I want to give this surprise to the human generations, the kingdom of my divine will on earth. A surprise not expected by them. And my contained love was moaning, raving, and was devoured by inextinguishable flames, for it wanted to make known that it wanted to give them this great good, a good that surpasses all other goods, which is the kingdom of my divine fiat. This great good I gave at the beginning of creation, because from our divinity never do incomplete goods and works come out. But it was rejected by man, and we had the sorrow of feeling the life, the substance, the goods and the most essential part of creation being rejected back. And man rendered all our works incomplete for himself, and has never given a thought to reacquiring what he rejected from us. But while he would not think about it, we did think about it, and this formed our martyrdom of love, a martyrdom which has lasted about 6,000 years, a secret martyrdom which increased our flames. And they devoured us so much, that unable to contain them any longer, I wanted to come to you in order to break the secret, as I felt the need to make for you an outpouring of love, and say to you, I want to give what man rejected. I want my will to reign upon earth. And in order to make it come to reign, I had to make it known to you. Therefore the necessity to manifest to you so many knowledges about it. So, if your sacrifices of writing will bring no good and utility, which will not be, they were necessary to my love, and have served to form my outpouring, and to relieve me of the flames that devoured me. So, each knowledge about my divine fiat was an outpouring of contained love that I made for you. It was a new creation that I put out. It was like binding the divine will to the human, in order to reorder it again according to the order created by us. It was life that came out of me, substance and essential part to be able to form the kingdom of my divine will upon earth. If you knew what a divine outpouring means. Outpouring of love was the creation, and, oh, how many goods came out of this outpouring? Heavens, stars, seas, flowery earth, and then man, formed with such art, that heaven and earth are astounded at the way man is formed. This outpouring would have continued, and yet more beautiful things were to come out of us. But man, by rejecting our divine will from us, closed this outlet of ours, and he blocked our works. And for as many as 4,000 years, our outpouring had no more way out. But our love felt the need to pour out, it wanted its rights, it wanted to release its vital flames, and bursting out its long outpouring, it created the Most Holy Virgin, from whom proceeded the incarnation of the Word. How many wonders in the second outpouring! What utility, how many goods have creatures not received? But this second outpouring of ours remained halved, and our love had to content itself and wait 2,000 years to be able to burst its outpouring again, and put out all its secrets, the inmost wonders of our divinity, the greatest goods that are needed in order to make our divine will reign in the midst of creatures. If you knew what a divine outpouring means. And just as in creation our outpouring made great and magnanimous works, and it is useful and it continues its life. Just as the outpouring of redemption will bring its admirable effects and the redeeming life to the human generations. In the same way, this outpouring of making known that my divine fiat wants to form its kingdom, and everything you have written about its knowledges, will have life in the midst of creatures. Therefore, let me pour out for now, and I will take care of rendering what I have manifested to you useful.